You are now tuned in to How to Nerd, hosted by Roxy Hayes, Cleo Thomas, and Brennan Edwards.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to How to Nerd Podcast, your guide to all things nerdy. I am one of your three hosts, Brennan Edwards. Nice to see you guys. Appreciate you guys being here. We also have two amazing other hosts for you. Who we got here? What's this?
Whoa! You start that shit the fuck over.
What?
And you started the fuck over now. This?
What?
Okay. Oh. That's how we... TV? And a heat? And a cough?
No, I need you to respond properly to that. A black woman?
A black woman? Thank you, Cleo. As a black woman of this? Ugh. Ugh. Disgusting.
What's your name?
Don't fucking worry about it. My name. Excuse me. My name. You know, they call me Roxy Hayes, a.k.a. Miss Slick Living, a.k.a. Slicker Than Your Average, a.k.a. Slick James, a.k.a. Slick At Night, a.k.a. Slick. But some people call me B for short. For short. Cleo.
Thank you for that. And who do we have over here?
Cleo Thomas, a.k.a. Mr. Slick Living. Don't ever do that again. Ever. Don't you ever try to mimic my intro and ruin it to that.
I made it better.
You please.
I added a little... as a black woman?
Not even close.
My black woman touch didn't make it better?
This not guy. Even close.
It was crazy.
Not even
I mean,
close.
Look, as an impartial judge, ooh, I'll actually put a judgment down, unlike some motherfuckers, Cleo.
Hey, man.
I'd say that actually was very funny.
Thank you.
What made it funnier was that your lasers of death on the side of her head the whole time she was doing it.
I was looking at the subpar braid she had.
Oh, fuck you, Cleo. Oh. We all can't wake up with our S curl, okay? I hate your guts today.
Wow. Hey, come on, guys.
It's
Let's relax.
With you.
No, hey, guys. So first, what we're here to talk about today is Greek mythology. I know you guys are excited for this.
I am.
Yes, we're feeling good. Look at that. Everybody's happy. And before we get into that, you know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and do a pop quiz. Let's get the boards out.
Boards out?
Yeah, let's get the boards out.
All right, pass it down.
Oh, this one's going to be really fun, guys. I'm really excited. So I want you to start thinking about it right now as we're passing that out. Nobody's going to pass none to me? If you don't get your unmanicured hands out of your pockets,
and I know you ain't talking.
I am talking with your half ass.
I don't need a manicure.
Yeah,
can I use them for stuff, please? I use them for stuff.
I need a pen, please.
You want to pay for it?
Nope.
Then shut your trap.
Are you checking which one is better?
And is.
Are you serious?
And is.
You are so petty.
These are weightlifting.
All right, guys. So if we existed in mythology, and this is our own mythology, not actual mythology, what would each of us be hosts be the gods or goddesses of?
Oh, say less.
All right. So we're going to go with the plan up top.
Yeah.
All right. You guys ready? Ready to get started? Cleo looks ready. Cleo, why don't you lead us off? You look pretty ready to do this. So what you got for all
of us? Roxy Hayes, the goddess of annoyance and anal.
Oh! I didn't see that second part coming. Good Lord.
Brennan.
Wow.
God of wisdom, but also god of sleep.
I like
double-edged sword on that.
You said what?
Double-edged sword on that one.
I like
you'll know everything, but you're going to also put everyone to sleep.
Oh, all right. Well, let me go ahead and change Cleo's real quick.
Can I say mine?
Yeah.
The God of Petty.
That worked. That was a storyline in there. I'm not mad. He did a good job of that. Good shit, Cleo. That was good. I like the full circle. I mean, fuck you, but that was good. That was good. Roxy, what you got?
So we just not going to talk about how you said anal? Okay, let me change your shit up.
Wait. All right, I'm going to go ahead and do mine while
she
does it.
You little shit.
All right, so for me, I'm going to say I'm the God of video games. Cleo knows why. If you want to ask him about it, ask him about it.
Valid.
Cleo, I had him as the god of needs when it comes to material things. Mm-hmm. I need it.
Need it.
I need that.
Need it.
Yep, there it is. And Roxy would be the god of lack of hygiene. Still looking at these broken ass nails there.
So you look at here, you slut. How about you pay for them? Get your microphone. And that's, look at here, you slut.
Wow.
How about you pay for them? This isn't hygiene. I was lifting weights. I know you don't know what that's like. When you lift weights, it's hard for the nail polish to stay on. I done got anal, and because my nail's not done, hoes be hating. Okay, so let me tell you.
Wait, first and foremost, what's wrong with anal?
Oh, no, I love it, but I don't want to be
the
goddess.
Then what's the problem?
But the goddess and lack of hygiene? That sound musty, and I sure ain't. Take a whiff. I almost did something disgusting, but I didn't because this is PG-13. But I got something for your ass. Or you got something for mine. Ba-da-da. Okay, so wow, Brennan.
That was actually funny.
Thank you.
That was funny.
There we go.
I'm not dapping you up for it, but it was funny.
All right, brother. Hey, this guy knows. All right, so Brennan would be the god of water. Specifically, the well.
Pacifically?
Actually.
You say pacifically?
I did. Get it? The well, actually. Cleo would be the god of light-skinnedness and everything it encompasses. So all of this. So the pettiness, the rudeness, the Drake-esque energy.
That was it? That's all you had?
That's all you got?
Really?
Yeah. Honestly, like.
I expected better.
I did too, to be honest. That was under, that was. Cleo wins. Like, wow, that was.
Yeah. I was trying to be polite today. You? Oh. The god of all. One to rule them all. So not Zeus. The god of all. I control all. You hoes are my puppets. Dance, motherfucking monkeys.
So Gaia?
Dance. Well, technically. But no, because what's his face took Gaia's soul. Like, Gaia was still, like, not in control.
All right. Everything. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
She couldn't rule the sky.
Okay.
So like Orono.
But this is the part you wanted. Oh wait, we're not there yet.
Hey, we're not there yet.
Yeah, so let's talk about what we're nerding out on. Since that was so interesting that you're the god of all. Like, I'm very disappointed in Roxy, actually. I'm just get rid of that. Thank you. That's really not kind of you. So let's go ahead and talk about what we're nerding out on.
Take that from her while we're still going.
Cleo, what have you been nerding out on?
I've been nerding out. nerding out about coming back from Japan, man. I went to the station and I was trying to buy some exclusive figures so I could put them together and on my Twitch stream, but you need to set up an appointment. And all the slots were sold out until the next week.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, so that kind of sucked. But
hey, you got to Mario Kart though, so
I did.
Was that the bananas thing?
Yes. I got a chance to ride through Shibuya on a go-kart and
Shibuya is where a lot of stuff went down in Jujutsu Kaisen, right?
Mm-hmm. I believe so. Yeah, the big Shibuya crossing is right there.
They also killed everybody there, but you know.
2.3 cool. million people crossed that a day.
God damn.
It's crazy.
You were there?
Was I there?
Mario Kart?
2.3? Yeah.
That's
crazy. The whole Mario Kart was around that.
When you were there, you're like, oh my God, 2.3 million people?
Yes. Yes.
That's crazy.
It's nuts. It's an incredible experience for sure. Wild. Just a wild thing to see. It really is wild to see that many people cross the street and just not interacting with each other. Just beautiful.
Mm. Out of curiosity, like, what would you say is like, so I've never been to Japan. Would you say like people are like really nice and like really cool? Or
the culture, very polite. Me and Roxy were talking about it, and it was weird to me that everything's not loud. To see that many people in a contained space, and it doesn't feel overwhelming. Mm. Everything is still very low, and that was very serene for me. Well, to be honest,
since we're here and we're nerding out about it. I have a curiosity about the Japanese culture because a lot of what I know of Japanese culture is depicted in anime and movies or TV shows like the show Shogun, obviously. And that show's I thought was supposed to be an accurate depiction of Edo time of Japan, where there's just so much emphasis on like respect and honor, you know, and like what your social standing is and like being able to know your place kind of vibe. Yeah. Would you say that you picked up on any energy like that?
The respect aspect, 100%. It is all about respect over there and being cautious about not wanting to get in other person's way or anything. Like, it's very like that. Everyone is very attentive to their positioning, even when they walk.
Okay.
It's very like that. Like, people will make sure to get out your way. No one is taking up space just for the sake of it. So it's an incredible experience, brother, and I cannot wait to go back, and I can't wait for all of us to go.
I want to go.
It's going to be
last
fun.
Question about Japan, just out of curiosity, because I've been around with you before, but I haven't been in Japan. Is where did you feel like you were being recognized by people out there?
I think I got recognized by tourists out there.
Oh, by tourists, but not by the Japanese.
By Japanese, no, there was none of that. But yeah, but definitely people were. What are you doing in Japan? So it's like,
hey,
what are you doing in Japan?
Exactly.
I'm listening. So yeah, that for sure. But yeah, incredible experience, bro, and collectible heaven. This place that I went to called Mandrake.
You probably bought everything.
I did. There's a spot called Mandrake, which was like underneath another building. You had to go like three stairways down. It was huge. And I don't get overwhelmed easy by collectible stuff. I got overwhelmed. Like, wow. I didn't know where to start or like I had no clue where to walk.
Wow.
Wild stuff. Tax-free over there too. They're tax-free shopping. So yeah, that was an incredible experience. A lot of stuff came back.
So there's just no tax on anything?
You as a visitor, you show their passport, and so you buy the stuff and you go to a different counter and they give you back the money that would have been taxed.
Mm. That's amazing. All right.
Great experience.
All right. Roxy, what you nerding out on?
Like four things.
Give us one.
Two. Okay.
One.
Sounds great.
One thing.
So I'm going to say seven things. So the thing I'm nerding out about, actually, you know what it is? I'm just going to give you one. Me and Hippie and Mark were actually working on a new YouTube show for me. It's called SideQuest. And so it's a gaming show where we play really random games. Got to get you on there, pal. Can't wait for you to see what game you're going to play. You're going to do it. So.
I wasn't invited.
Huh?
Why am I not invited?
You want to be on season two?
If Cleo does it, I'll do it.
Cleo was supposed to do it, but he was out of town.
Can Cleo and I do one episode together?
Actually.
That would be a good cross promo.
I would like for y'all to be separate. Because y'all could come on the same thing. Well, because I have people playing like specific games for them that I think they'll either really like or not like. And you don't know if I'm going to give you a game that you're going to like or that you're not going to like.
I would withdraw my want of an invitation.
No, I might give you a game you like. But
you
all...
wouldn't. Not me. No, are you kidding me?
Don't you think I would give you one you like just to switch it up?
No.
No.
No, not even
fools.
A little.
So, yeah, we played one of the best games I think we played was called Deer Simulator. Like, I play a lot of simulations. You seen it?
I have.
It's the fucking craziest game. Have you played it?
No, but I watched playthroughs.
Cleo, you have to play that game.
Why?
Okay, so it's literally like Grand Theft Auto with a deer. So it's a man. I'm going to tell you what happened in the game. It's a man that saves a deer in like the first 5 seconds of the game. He dies and he's reborn as a deer. And then like he's just running the streets causing calamity. Like he can run upright. He can ride a horse.
I've seen it before. It looks
good. Yeah, with the really long necks as a deer. Yeah. And then the police start chasing him and the police are like sheep. And then the next level is like the police are polar bears. And then the next level is they're like, we died at the jackrabbits level, but it's like you could pick up weapons and put multiple weapons on your head and shoot people. So it's probably one of the, we played like 10 games. And out of all the games, like that one was probably the most fun just because it was so chaotic. So yeah, definitely nerding out on like really random indie simulation games. There's another one called Duck Detective, where it was like a duck solving a case of some salami. It was so cute.
Stupid
it was
shit. Stupid ass. Weird ass.
All right, so
brain numbing
ass.
Thank you
so much,
shit, bro.
Thank
go
you,
play
Roxy.
The banana game next.
The
do that.
The
go
banana
go play
the banana.
Banana
and it keeps yes. Replicating.
Go play the banana one next. I want to see you play that.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go ahead and say like the thing that I've been nerding out on lately. Just to stay true to who I am is whales. Back in it, you know, there's new research coming out talking about comparing like how we now are learning. We learned a while ago, I think I said on another podcast, that whales and dolphins have names. They have names for each other. Oh, yeah.
They talk to each other?
Yeah, they do. So people are like, oh, the whales are singing. You know, like that's our simplistic, stupid way of being able to understand that we can hear certain frequencies of the communication they're having with each other. There's a lot of frequencies that we can't hear. But point being is that when we start recording all these frequencies, we realize that this is language. This isn't just call signs. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, there's very specific there's very specific names for each one of these cetaceans. And so, for example, like a dolphin, you can call its name and it'll come up to the microphone like, what up? You call me, bro? Like, so there's like, they scientists have just started to figure that out. And they took that same technology and applied it to the elephants on the Serengeti.
Really?
And found out that elephants have names, too.
So do they have a name for their whole group, or do they have names
for each
one?
No, individual names.
So it's like, hey, Paul.
Yeah, just like we do.
It's like, Ben. Rick.
Oh, my God. He had that in the chamber the whole time I said they had names. He was just waiting to be like, I'm going to do this now.
I can't believe that they have names. That's weird.
No, they do. Well, I mean, the thing is,
he said, whales listen to Wale.
Wow, that's funny. Oh, super casual.
Super cash.
But to round that out, the big thing that's really interesting.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is. It's really interesting to me. And we still can't speak the language of whales, but what we're looking to do is be able to create an AI that can. And they did one, and they realized there's a big problem with it. Like for the AI to learn the language wasn't a problem. For the AI to be able to maintain its ability to speak English or human language and still speak the whale language was a problem. So they created an AI that could talk to the whales. But it couldn't talk to us. You know what I'm saying? So
shit getting dangerous.
Yeah, exactly.
Shit getting dangerous. We're about to have whole Terminator Aquaman.
So now they're trying to say, like, here's how we got to figure out a way to make it so the AI doesn't use all this processing power to learn the whale language. It like maintains what it can of our language so that it still has the directive to communicate with us. Because the original directive was like, understand and be able to speak this language. It wasn't like, they assumed that we'd it'd still be able to talk to us. And they were like, all right, now let me add another input. And it was like, K?
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 When it comes to like scientists and animals, what thing that's always I've been curious about is how do they really know that this is the conclusive evidence or whatever the hell they were actually studying? Like when I hear a dog is colorblind, I'm like, how the fuck do you know that?
Oh yeah, there's ways to figure that stuff out. So it's just like when it dies. No, for example, it's not about when they die. Like, so there are, so first and foremost, when they die, they literally take open their eyes and look at like how many receptors they have in them for the different colors. Then they compare them to like a human eye, because we have, you know, you donate your body to science, and Scrappy we say, all right, the human eye has, let's say, 100 receptors for color, and we know that we can see within this color spectrum. Mm. And then it's like you open up a dog's eye, it only has 30 of them. Okay. Or if you open like a dragonfly's eye, it has like 1,000. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like there's just different color spectrums that you can see based upon how many of those receptors you have in your eyes.
Gotcha.
So that's how they would know something like that. And then on top of that, they can just do tests, because dogs are smart enough that you could just put them in a room and just be like, all right, you know, teach a dog these things and say, all right, well, you know, dog, you know, like what's the difference between these two things? You know, the dog can tell sometimes and it can't other times. So this one smells different. This one, this one's different. These ones are the same. You know, these ones are different colors. And like the dog wins on all the rest of them, but can't see the colors. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, they're the same. You know, so you just do the experiments to be able to figure that out too. So
beautiful.
That's how you do it, man. It's process elimination.
That's how you nerd out on animals.
Bro, I originally wanted to be a scientist. So for me, I'm like, that's my. Is that your dolphin laugh? All right, guys. So like I said, we're here to talk about Greek mythology. And so to be able to get into this, we should do a little backstory. And this is what Roxy has been waiting for.
Oh, God.
So go get your big ass hand away from
They're
me.
Normal in Greek mythology.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to read it in Welsh. All right. Greek mythology does not have a single author. Rather, it is a collection of stories, myths, and legends that were passed down orally through generations and later written down by various authors that explain the origins and nature of the world, the lives and adventures of gods, goddesses, heroes, and mythological creatures. These tales have been passed down through generations and have influenced countless aspects of Western culture, from literature and art to modern day movies and TV shows. Central figures include Zeus, the king of the gods, Athena, the goddess of wisdom, Hercules, the hero renowned for his strength and 12 labors, and mythical creatures like the Minotaur and Medusa. These stories, rich with themes of heroism, hubris, love, and revenge, continue to captivate audiences, offering timeless lessons in entertainment.
Oh my God.
So there's a lot of different key contributors to Greek mythology. Like it said, there's not just one author. A famous one is Homer. Everybody knows Homer.
Simpsons?
Yeah, if it pissed me off. The Iliad and the Odyssey.
Homer wrote the Iliad and the Odyssey.
So there's always like a discrepancy, right? Like, because they said he was the first one that wrote it, but it's been passed down.
Well, yeah, he started off as a poem.
Yeah.
And then they made it into like a whole
novel. Like, he ain't write it, but he did. He was just the first person to write it down. But he ain't make it up. Sophocles, Oedipus Rex, which, you know, he's fucking his mom. Antigone. Yeah, so it's a lot. But the main thing is, there's a shitload of Greek gods and Greek goddesses. It started with nothing. So the first people that came was like darkness. And then the night came and all of this stuff. And then from them spawned other ones. So it was like, who was the first one? It was like Nyx in the darkness and shit, right? Then it was like Ornos, Uranus, him.
What are you doing?
Then he smashed with Gaia. I'm telling you, the hierarchy. He smashed Gaia. And then they had Rhea and Kronos. And then from Kronos bore the 12 Olympians and all of that. So those are the ones that people commonly know, which is Zeus, Hera, that whole space of mythology. But there's so much more. We always just talk about the Olympians, but there's a whole other realm that was born before the Olympians. So just wanted to say.
Well, I think, you know, like, before we get deep into it, which I think you kind of just did, but I was just going to say, like, in our culture, there's just a lot of content created off of the idea of Greek mythology.
Yep.
And the thing that's really interesting to me about Greek mythology is that for us in our current day and state is that this is a, right now we look at it as entertainment value, but at one point this was actually belief. Mm-hmm. This was like religion for folk, you know, and it's just, it always reminds me, like, whenever somebody speaks about Greek mythology, it's like, hey, you know, like, you could almost tell verbatim what somebody believes in and how the universe came to be. If you say, you can answer a couple, two questions. Where were they born and when were they born? Hmm. If you know those two questions, you can be like, they probably believe this, you know, to this day. You know what I'm saying? Even today, like, most of the, for the most part, you know, you have over 50% chance of guessing based on where somebody was born and when. Mm-hmm. And so I just find it really interesting that now Greek mythology was so interesting that it was able to, you know, surpass the idea of it being a religion. And now it's just like, well, this folklore, and these stories are just so good. We can't just ignore them, mm-hmm. even though at some point this was literally everyone's everything.
Yeah.
So that's that. But let's get into some discussions and all that kind of stuff, since I know Roxy got mad answers for all these things.
Oh, yeah, I'm very excited.
Oh my God. Who is your favorite Greek god, goddess, or mythological hero, and why, or any memorable stories or myths that highlight why you love this character? Let's go with Cleo. What you got?
I don't have a favorite off the top, right? Like, even though this, as you mentioned, these are stories and characters that have influenced a lot of the things that we saw media wise. Here we are generations later from it, right? But like, I don't know everything about this stuff at all. I've always been interested in it. Right. All I really know is the fact that there's a lot of fucking going on.
Oh, a lot.
A lot of fucking was going on in this era. A lot of
incest.
Zeus was a wild boy. Zeus was slanging a lot of Olympic pipe around the globe.
So are you saying Zeus is your man?
Zeus is very futuristic.
Future.
So I think your answer is coming out. It's like,
I think it's Zeus.
Yeah.
I think it's Zeus.
Because
right?
he slang the god of thunder. Because he slang that thunder.
Yeah, but he's also a dumbass. He's really dumb.
Mm-hmm.
He did a lot of dumb shit.
He did do a lot of
for you to be
led
the guy,
by his dick.
Yes.
Yeah. It was
just a
horny.
Dumbass. He was always horny. Yeah. So I'm gonna have to go with Zeus with that one. But he does have brothers, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay, I'll get into that later.
Hades
and
Poseidon.
Poseidon. Yeah, the three. Okay, cool. Yeah. So I'm gonna have to go with Zeus.
Roxy?
I don't have necessarily a favorite. I really like Greek mythology. So it's like I like a lot about different Greeks and Greek gods and goddesses and even like the demigods. If I have to pick one, are we only talking about in the original or any like
whatever you want.
No, okay. If we're talking anybody, I'm going Persephone, and it's Persephone from Lore Olympus. So I've talked about Lore Olympus on here like 7 times. But Lore Olympus is like a retelling of the story of Persephone and Hades. But like the Persephone in Lore Olympus, she's more like a modern woman. So she's just like, she stands up for herself. The Persephone in the original telling, you know the story?
Nope.
Okay, can I tell it real quick?
Very quickly.
Okay, so Hades, you know, he's in the underworld and he wanted to marry. Like he was like the only one that didn't have no bitches. And so he saw Persephone, who was the daughter of Demeter. Mm. So she's in charge of like the earth and the
she can make stuff grow. And stuff. Yeah.
And so
this is in Blood of Zeus.
It is.
Yeah. Yep. So he wanted to be with her. So he kidnaps her, brings her to the underworld, and Demeter was looking for her. She finds her. She's trying to bring her back. And so he feeds her 6 pomegranate seeds.
Mm.
And so I think they did show that in Blood of Zeus. Like when you eat from the underworld, you're now part of it. So because she ate those 6 pomegranate seeds, she has to be in the underworld for half a year.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's why winter comes and all of that. But in the original telling, she doesn't really have any control of her life. It's like he kidnapped her, and then she's under her mom, and she's just kind of going back and forth. But in the Lore Olympus version, they like flipped it on his head. She's more in charge of it. She wanted to marry Hades. She like liked Hades. They had a relationship. And Hades is just a better character. They always make him so evil and shit, but he really just got the underworld because of they drew the straws and shit. So it wasn't really his choice to be in the
Well, that's all addressed
that
in the Blood of Zeus.
Blood of Zeus joint, yeah.
Yeah.
It's dope.
Yeah. All right, so for me, I recently did just watch the Percy Jackson.
The original?
Just the show. It just came out.
Oh, the show came out?
Yeah, yeah. Percy Jackson.
Oh,
it's good.
TV Plus.
And the Olympians. It's good.
I heard it's really good.
It's really good. It's
Edge
really good.
Isn't it? The wrestler Edge? Yeah, Edge plays, I think, Hades? No, or the God of War, one of the two.
Oh, Edge, the wrestler. Aries?
Aries, yeah. Aries is in it, yeah.
Edge so that's the one, yeah.
I don't know the wrestler.
Is like a moment like they're like gonna have like a sword fight or something like they're on the beach? Yes.
Yeah, that's
Edge. That's the wrestler. They based it more on the books, right?
I don't know. I didn't read the books. Damn. So I didn't even know what it was. It just popped up on my Disney and I was just like, this looks interesting. Goodness. And I watched it and I was like, yo, I was all in. I watched all the episodes. Highly recommend it.
That's
dope. So I like Percy Jackson, actually, but that's not going to be my favorite.
He's based off of Perseus.
I don't want to give anything away if you haven't seen Percy Jackson. So I will separately say.
The movie came out some years ago, so I feel like you could spoil it a little
bit. He doesn't know anything, though. Look at him.
No,
I don't. You ever saw the original movie?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I'm
okay.
Good with it. Drop it.
No, I was just going to say, well, it doesn't give away too much anyway. It just gives, like, two episodes in, you learn it. But, like, my favorite person in this whole world is actually Poseidon. Mm-hmm. It tracks with me with whales and stuff. But
yeah.
More so, it's just, like, nobody really thinks about, like, how much power Poseidon really has.
Mm-hmm. That water.
You know, yeah, because it's like, oh, yeah, it's just the water. It's like, well, we don't really perceive the water because we're humans who live on land. But land is, like, what, 30% of the earth?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this man controls 70% of this planet. You know, and he has the ability to control not only the animals in the sea, but also the sea itself.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, if somebody was going to say, let me destroy the planet, like, for example, like, if Poseidon and Zeus was like, we about to scrap, I don't know who wins, to be fully honest, when you think about it.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, it's a god. It says god of the sea, earthquakes, and horses. Yeah. I didn't know the earthquakes or the horses kind of thing. I feel like sea is enough.
Yeah,
especially like in when Greek mythology was happening, he would be fucking people up. They would. All sailing.
Yeah, he gets fucked. The funny thing is that the funny thought that I just had is if you play what's the game on PlayStation?
God of War.
If you play God of War. The first time you fight Poseidon, it's a big giant like fish horse.
Horse
thing.
Tentacle.
I didn't think it was. Like, I never really thought like why is this a horse? Because apparently he's a god of horses.
So apparently he fathered the Pegasus with Medusa.
Came out of the. Yeah.
Oh wow!
Wait!
It's
wait,
a
wait,
lot
wait.
Of fuck. Okay, can we?
Wait, he fucked Medusa.
And yeah. Pegasus came out? Okay. Can we? Can we go? Can we? Can
she
I?
She wasn't giving no eye contact.
Can I just say who was fucking who? That's disgusting.
That's amazing.
I hate you. Can we go back to the list?
Cleo stays on track. He's like, look, I don't fuck with eye contact. Medusa's my type.
So yeah, Perseus, the original Perseus, his father is Zeus. So if we just talk about who's fathering who.
Okay.
So Zeus and Hera, you already know they're siblings, right?
What?
Okay, so
they're brother and sister?
Yeah, so they're all born from Kronos.
Right.
Who got his dick chopped off. Got his dick chopped off and Kronos got his dick chopped off, I think. Because Aphrodite grew from the dick foam. So it was Ornos that got his dick chopped off.
His what?
Dick foam?
So Kronos had a... Was it scythe thing?
Yeah.
Cut off Ornos's dick, threw it in the water, tossed that shit.
Was it really happening?
Tossed that shit and she grew from the foam because, yeah, that's Zeus's aunt. So then Kronos had sex with his sister Rhea, right? But he was like, fuck this. I don't want my kids to kill me like I killed my dad. Like, yeah.
He eats them.
So he was eating his kids.
Yeah.
And so then the last one, he gave him the rock.
Was Zeus.
But then... That's why Zeus is technically the oldest because he didn't get eaten.
He's the only one who didn't get eaten.
Yeah, so he threw up all the kids in reverse order. So that's why Hades is the youngest, right? So the kids are Zeus, Hera, Poseidon, Demeter, Aphrodite is the aunt.
No, wait, did he throw him up when he was like Kronos was dying or like what happened?
Well, he threw him up with the rock. So the rocks that he put in,
made
him throw up. Yeah, he threw them all up. Apollo and Athena and Artemis and most of these Hermes, Dionysus, most of these are Zeus's kids.
Yeah, because Ares is Zeus's.
Ares is Zeus and Hera. Yeah. He's the only one.
He's the only pure blood.
Well, no, Hephaestus, but she threw him off the cliff.
Yeah.
Because he was ugly.
Damn.
They're very petty.
Yeah.
They're very petty.
It's not the Disney Hercules crew that we see.
Persephone is Zeus's child, which is crazy because Hades marries her.
All right, we're done with this. Let's move on. Let's get back to the more discussion.
They was fucking.
Man, it's getting it in. So Greek mythology had many famous adaptations and guest appearances in modern media. Which guest appearance or adaptation was most surprising or entertaining to you and why? Since Roxy has so much to say, let me just simplify this question more so. It's like, what is your favorite Greek mythology type content that you've consumed?
Ooh. That's a good question.
Mine at the moment is Blood of Zeus.
It's so good.
But the thing is, it's either that or the video game God of War.
That's definitely my like top one or two.
Yeah. I will say close third though. I'm telling y'all, Percy Jackson.
Yeah, I'm definitely finna watch the show because I like the movies. I saw the first movie, it was great. The second movie was trash. The third movie, I don't even remember if I saw it or not. It was the one that had Brandon T. Jackson.
I'll say is this show goes hard.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out because I read the books. Mm-hmm. I love the books. Okay, so if I have to pick one, I'm going to pick multiple. God of War is definitely up there. Blood of Zeus is up there. Lore Olympus is up there.
Nobody's going to use Hercules?
The cartoon?
Yeah, the show, the movie. Yeah.
So my brother used to like the show. I never really loved...
No, not the show, the movie.
Which one?
The Disney movie.
Oh, yeah, the animated one, yeah. Of course, but you know what's crazy? As much as I love Hercules, once I really started reading Greek mythology, it couldn't be in my top Greek mythology. It's in some of my top Disney movies, hater. It's in some of my top Disney movies, but as far as Greek mythology, no, just because, like, I know too much. I'm like, that's bullshit. Zeus didn't like Hera, and Hera tried to fucking kill Hercules. Yep. So it was just like, I can't, this bitch lying. But my top is, it's an audiobook that I listened to by Stephen Fry, who's like this British comedian, and he did a whole series. It's Mythos, Heroes, and he did one about the fall of Troy. So I listened to that. I used to listen to it to go to sleep, but like it's a lot of violence, so I had to stop listening to it to go to bed. That's probably my number one.
What you got?
I got to go with God of War and Blood of Zeus. Yeah, those two for sure have given me more of an understanding of what the hell was going on. You heard these characters, you heard these gods and goddesses, and you would know some stuff about them, but getting like the real details about how crazy that shit really was. Zeus was a wild boy, and Hera's a Looney Tune. Oh, yeah, Hera was snapping. And then to play God of War and like literally have to go kill all of these guys just based off revenge was a wild too. And the battles were so over the top. Mm-hmm. They were huge. So yeah, those are my two. Yeah, not a big fan of the Hercules Disney film.
I love the movie. It's just not Greek mythology.
I'll just throw one more in there. There's a movie called Athena that isn't directly to do with Greek mythology, but it's based off of the ideas of like a Greek epic. Mm. But if you haven't seen it, it's on Netflix. It's a Netflix movie. But it is one of my favorite movies I've seen in a long time. It has the best one-er shot. If you don't know what a one-er shot is, it's just like a continuous like shot.
Oh, that's what
it has the best one-er I've seen in anything ever.
Better than Old Boy?
Better than anything I've ever seen.
And better than
We'll watch it after this.
Okay. Ooh, okay. Better than the one you showed me, the French one.
That's Athena.
Oh, okay. Then no, that shit was hard as hell. No, yeah, so I've seen that one. Yeah, no, that
I
shit
thought
was
I showed it to you.
Yeah.
That's dope. The best one I've ever seen in my life.
Dope.
Right?
Yeah, he's right.
He's right. Yep, best one ever.
It was hard.
Clash of the Titans.
What was that?
It was two. It was one that came out in the 80s, and it had that like weird owl. And then it was another one that they redid in the 2000 something. It was Clash of the Titans. They did Wrath of the Titans. And something else. But
What's the one that Henry Cavill was in, right? Like that's the term first time I ever saw that actor.
I think that was Clash of No. Dang, can you look it up, Hibby?
There's another one. Totally interrupt you.
There was
300. There was Clash of Titans. And there's one where he's the lead in Avatar. And he cut off Medusa's head.
Immortals.
Yes.
That's the one. Yeah, I love that one because it had the chick from Slumdog Millionaire in there.
Yes, so
and
I saw
it was out because I just remember people was going like, "Oh, it's ass in here." but yeah, I love. That's when I was like, "Oh, he's fine." But that's a good movie too because Zeus was kind of a dick in that one.
Yes,
too.
Yes, he was.
Killed his own kid.
Yep.
Yeah, so, Zeus is like either like the best dad or the worst dad depending on which depiction they give. Because apparently he was wise, but also didn't think.
Yeah.
Like it's like when he sat and thought about something, he'd be like, "Oh." All right.
I fucked up.
Or if I'm being thoughtful and want to do something nice for somebody, he's great at it. Mm-hmm. Right. But most of the time, he's just living off of instinct.
He was just trying to get some ass.
He was way nicer to his daughters, honestly. Like Athena and Artemis, he was really nice to Apollo. He didn't give a fuck.
He was nice to his son in Blood of Zeus.
Yeah.
Perseus? Because he loved the mom.
The moms, yeah.
Yeah, but he was still nice to him. All right, so look, let's move on. Let's talk about monsters and the creatures and stuff. Like, who is the most memorable or terrifying creature or monster from Greek mythology, and what made them stand out for you? If we can go back up to the list of the monsters real quick.
The Kraken.
So we have, just to throw some out there, we got Medusa, we got Cyclops, we got Minotaur, Hydra, Chimera. I'll tell you right now, for me, the Hydra is terrifying. I just remember that from watching the Disney movie, like Hercules, because Hercules was doing work, and I was like, this is great. And it was just like, oh, Lord Jesus. This thing.
Oh, we're not done.
Yeah. It's like, because what other creature do you cut its head off? And it's just like, I didn't win. Like, it becomes three times as powerful every time you cut its head off.
Kingdom Hearts, get up on the Hydra's back. In the chat, I know y'all going to drop it over there over and over and over again. How many times did we hear Phil yell that out while playing that game? Get up on the Hydra's back. You didn't play Kingdom Hearts?
A lot.
I did not.
Okay.
Man, should. I just hurt him so bad.
No, I'm not surprised.
The Hydra, I feel like, okay.
There's a lot of things I played.
No, I actually played. No, I did play one version of it on the DS.
Oh, yeah, no.
That's what I said.
Was
I
that the point one. Something?
Yeah, 300 some days over.
I enjoyed it.
Recoded. And
I remember I played it. I was like, it's fine.
Gotta play well. The first three.
You'll like it.
All right.
Yeah.
But who you guys got? Who's your creature or whatever? That's
I'm gonna go with Medusa on this one, man. Medusa, like
eye
that's one of the.
Again?
Yeah, no eye contact at all on that one, at all. That is crazy. You stare at her, you look in her eyes, and your ass is stone forever.
She's crazy.
And you're just there. You feel me? Like you can't do nothing, and she just happens to swing that gigantic snake tail that she has and like knocks your ass over. Like that's it. It's done. You can't do shit.
Now you can't look at her, and you also can't defend the tail. Because you can't see it coming because you can't look.
Nope. Yeah. She's got to be Medusa for me on that one. That's the scariest one.
Terrifying.
So, I don't know.
But I think the most deadly for you would be the sirens, for the record. But please continue.
Oh, yeah, they're going to sing.
Yeah.
And
Cleo, you see that smile? Yeah. He's like, yeah, they get me.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely want to say that I feel like Medusa gets a bad rap because... Oh,
No, the actual story of Medusa is really sad.
Can I say?
What's
sick.
The story?
No, pick your creature. Hold on, we'll get back to that. Okay. Pick your creature first.
It's very sad.
Pick your creature.
Hit me again. All right, so if I have to pick, Pegasus is a villain?
No, they're just creatures.
Just
creature. Is it creature or villain?
Creatures.
Creatures. Scary creatures.
Monsters and creatures.
I will say, I don't even know if they're on here, but the Fates used to scare the shit out of me.
I don't think they count as a creature. Like, those are a character.
But then they would have the eyes. Anytime they were depicted, they was ugly.
Yeah, but
ugly's not a creature.
They were not a creature.
You ugly.
You ugly.
The Minotaur would creep me out. Because I feel like centaurs can be cute. When it got the human top.
And the horse on him.
Yeah,
wait,
but
hold
the
on.
Reverse.
You just about to make this real bad.
I wasn't gonna make it freaky.
You wanted
wow.
Because they look like unicorn. No, I don't. Wow. No, I don't. No, I do not. I seen how them horses be doing. My family is from farm people. Them horses be tearing them other horses up. I would never want that. But they do.
I'm just flabbergasted that you've had this thought process.
Farm people, no, because you know people are always like, yeah, that horse dick, and I'm like, no, that's disgusting. Yeah, the Gorgons were her sister, and then.
So tell us the story.
Oh, the Minotaur. Oh my God. Okay, so
quickly.
So pretty much, Poseidon was trying to assault Medusa, and he was trying to do it in Athena's temple. And, you know, guys are very like, this is my temple. If you do anything bad in my temple,
it's
I'm gonna punish you.
Yep.
And so to punish Medusa, even though it was not her fault, she put the snakes on her hair.
Oh,
it was terrible.
Damn.
That's what happened. This shit is always something.
It's all
so that happened
tragic.
In Athena's temple. And then so she went to Athena after it happened. It was like, Athena, I'm sorry. Like, this happened and it was horrible. What happened? What do I do? And Athena was like, that's crazy. You're cursed.
Yeah, you're cursed.
You're cursed for doing that. She's like, I didn't do it. It happened. It's like, you're cursed.
And
be gone.
And in some iterations, they're like, she did it to protect her. So it was like, so this won't happen again to you. I'm going to make you unattractive to men because men ain't shit pretty much. But it's still either way. It's like, well, why am I cursed? But it's like, gods can't
really curse
each
other.
Yeah, they can't punish each other. So it's like the mortals will get it.
Was in the Percy Jackson version of it, like it said that she wanted Poseidon. So she was mad that she didn't get to have Poseidon. So she was jealous that this woman attracted Poseidon. It's like, oh, so he wanted you, not me? Cursed.
She'd be crazy. And a lot of the bad shit that happened in Greek mythology, like was like you were saying, it's because of jealousy or just some weird shit.
Petty weird shit.
They just
weren't having conversations.
I'm
not going to talk about this.
But I want to talk a little bit about the similarities between Greek mythology and Christianity and religions as a whole. If you didn't know, Greek mythology predates Christianity by a lot. Greek mythology, they believe, predates Greek writing. Which comes long before Christianity, before written record, is when Greek mythology started.
Damn,
which is insane. So it's been around for quite some time. As long as humans were telling stories, for the most part, Greek mythology was a part of who we are. And so when you start to look at it, though, you start to realize that if you're just looking at, you know, at these belief systems as stories and storytelling, you know, just looking at it, stepping back and looking at it, there's a lot of stories that fall in line. Between Greek mythology and Christianity, for example, one of the lower hanging fruits would be like, oh, I don't know, Hercules. Anybody want to know who's Hercules in the Bible?
David.
Samson. Then think about it. He was Samson because Hercules also his power was tied to his hair as well. You know what I'm saying? It's like if you think about all the great floods that happened. If you think about that, there's all the villains in the a lot of the villains in the Greek mythology are women. Like we just said, Medusa, Athena, You know, I'm just like, most of the women are really petty and do horrible things in all of it. Like, women do not look good in Greek mythology as a whole. And guess what? Same thing in Christianity. You go through the Bible, women ain't really winning. Like, name me the woman hero. You know what I'm saying? The person that everybody wants to be named after in the Ruth. Bible. Tell me more.
When she was picking up that hay and shit. That's all I remember.
Hero. Oh. I said name hero. Magdalene.
Yeah.
So there's Mary, and but you know, like, she was the immaculate.
Who was picking up hay?
I said Mary Magdalene.
The one that was the hoe.
The one who washed, who cleaned his feet with her hair, mm-hmm. and like, yeah, traveled with him and stuff. Yeah, not Mary. Yeah, and who followed him the whole way when Peter and everyone else left him alone while he was carrying the cross.
She was
the
whole there.
Time. She's dope. So there we go. Ride we got one. Ride or die. Mm-hmm. Love that.
She was a hoe.
A lot of in other tales, people say that was Jesus' girlfriend.
Tamar. As another one in the Bible as well. Most people don't know the story of Tamar. Yeah, Tamar was she was assaulted. Is that how we call it? Assaulted by her, I think, older brother.
Damn.
And then like wore the assaulted clothes for the rest of her life to be able to tell his story and put him on blast. Oh. That was her energy for the rest of her life.
That's so sad.
Yeah, but those are the kind of stories you get associated with women in the Bible for the most part. There's a notable exceptions, obviously. But for the most part, like, women ain't looking good in Greek mythology. Women ain't looking good.
Yeah. And so a lot of them in Christianity. Assaulted.
Yeah, a lot of assault, but also a lot of envy, a lot of jealousy, a lot of like revenge, a lot of things that are not favorable towards that. And so, you know, when you're looking at the similarities between them, you could see that if you were just, you know, and I'm not saying what is true, what is not true, what you believe, what you don't believe. But if you were of the idea that, you know, these are all stories, then you'll see a lot of the roots of a lot of the stories in Christianity come from Greek mythology. You know, where it's just like this, you know, the story of Jesus and Zeus, you know, like there's a lot of similarities. There's, you know, like, you know, there's characters in Greek mythology that turn water to wine. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's just what's his name? He's the party god.
Dionysus.
Yeah, Dionysus. You know, it's like these same.
Who was also Greeks. Who was also Zeus's son.
But the thing is that in that space, Dionysus, that's what his power was. Like, think about that's his power. Yeah. Is I turn water to wine and everything's a party. Yeah. It's just like Jesus' first miracle was turning water to wine. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So you look and you start to see, like, these same stories, the ones that you remember, you know, are all the same stories that are already in Greek mythology, because Greek mythology has so many stories across the millennia.
True.
So it's just like, all right, well, when we need to tell an epic story that's going to last past, you know, this generation, then we take it from the ones that already have.
Real shit.
And so I find that very interesting. Right. When you just start to study the storyline behind that. Like, any thoughts on any of that, guys? You guys, I'm not speaking on this.
No, it's just, for mine, it's wild to, when we think of human history, right? None of us were there to really record. There was no fucking phones or whatever. So everything was written, right? And that's how stories were supposed to be passed down. But then we really think about the globe. Like, after, you know, you traveled the world, you traveled. Everyone in this room has traveled. Like, think about it again. Like, how are these stories really getting passed around like that?
Via ships and books?
Yeah, orally. Like,
dragons. That's all I got to say about that. How the hell is every culture, before they knew each other, all have dragons?
Dragons.
Good. Our dragons.
I believe dragons.
Well, the thing is, the funny thing is, can we just go down a super... We should do an episode on dragons. But I'd like to point out that if dragons were real and they really could fly, that's why we can't find remains of them.
Oh, let me tell you this. And then Chinese dragons are the ones that are flightless that don't have wings. Mm-hmm. But the other dragons, like the European dragons, have wings.
Yeah, and so if they could really fly, you got to think about it. If something is that big and it can fly, everything that can fly in this world is very light, which means that if they have bones, they're hollow. You know what I'm saying?
Them shits crumble.
Which means they crumble, which means we'd have no evidence of dragons directly, because their bones would never be the size that they'll be dense enough or like sturdy enough to last through being petrified. Like, they just wouldn't be able to do it. So if there actually were dragons, but, well, no, they didn't exist. It's like, well, the only reason we think other things exist is because they had bones that we can find. Mm-hmm. You know, there's not any other, like, bones and bodies that we can find that are, like, preserved. But if, like, this thing could actually fly, that means their bodies had to be super light, especially if they're anywhere near the size of what they're saying. It's like, how can they exist and be this light and then be able to fly as well as have the ability to breathe fire or whatever, do all the kind of things that they could do?
My argument to that is, like, a pterodactyl.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? We still see those bones, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But pterodactyls are much smaller than what dragons are.
Yeah, agreed. No, for sure.
You know, so it's like they could still have one. Huh?
I want a pet one.
A what?
A dragon.
And have we found bones of pterodactyls, or more like there's the fossil imprints of where
I think
their
both.
Bones were?
I mean, I don't know. Okay. I'm pretty positive we found pterodactyl bones, but I don't know.
I seen one in Land Before Time, so it's real.
Good Lord. So that all point being is like
Petri.
When it comes to
Yep.
But I think that's a good point that you're bringing up, though. It's like how stories get around. No, him. Yeah. Not you. You don't make it.
Yeah, it makes me just question that, because how you're breaking it down, the similarities, it's like how are stories passed through different cultures and different places all around the world back then?
Yeah.
And for it to spread, here we are still today talking about it. It had to have impacted a city or a country to that extent to still be here.
Right.
And like, how much shit got thrown away? How much shit was like, that doesn't seem as marketable to that time. So like, we're not gonna talk about that no more.
Yeah, I agree. Times. Yeah. You got anything?
Nope.
If the gods and heroes of Greek mythology were to exist in today's world, what modern day professions and roles do you think they'd take on, and how would they adapt to contemporary life? Spoiler alert for Percy Jackson is that that's exactly the way that show is built. That the gods are modern day people, and they do have positions and jobs in modern day human society, and you wouldn't know that you were talking to or working with a god unless they decided to let you know.
So it's kind of like with the movie. What's the movie that came out with Marvel? Eternals?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was kind of like that.
Yeah.
And they do that in just other Greek mythology, because they would have to, because they can't show themselves, so the person would die. Like, you can't see a god, so they have to come like in a human form.
Huh?
So,
that's a part of the thing?
This real quick story. So,
we'll just do this instead.
Give me all the stories. So, Hera would, like, you know, she was a bitch. And so, like, she would try to kill or get rid of, like, his mistresses. So it was one chick that Zeus was smashing. I think she might have been a nymph or something. And so, like, Hera, I forgot how she implanted it in the lady's head. She either dressed up like a nymph and said something to her, or dressed up like an old lady. She would do that stuff. And she was like, oh, you saying you fucking Zeus? Like, how you know it's Zeus and not just some man saying that he's Zeus? If he's really Zeus, he should show himself to you.
Oh, set her ass up.
Yeah, and so she did, and she like fucking exploded. So
damn.
Yeah, Hera wasn't shit.
Wow.
Yeah, I got. Hey.
You got any Hera tendencies?
Okay, so here's the thing about Hera. She was getting cheated on. Like, Zeus, first of all, she never really wanted
to. I didn't ask for you to figure out. I just asked yes or no if you have
Hera
tendencies.
Gets a bad rap.
You don't have to figure out how to, like, confirm it in a different way.
Don't go cross.
Like, do you have Hera tendencies?
Hera gets a bad rap because she is, is she vindictive a little bit? A little bit. But more so, she's trying to protect her power as the queen of the gods, as you saw in Blood of Zeus. So, if we're looking at the tendencies that I have of Hera, yes, because she is wise. She, you know, she's a beautiful woman. She's a badass bitch. She is the goddess of weddings. She's the goddess of,
and
like,
couldn't keep that nigga at home.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, childbirth and shit.
Clip that. That's what I want clipped. Clip that.
So that's the one I don't have of her. But yes, she's the queen.
Good Lord.
And Hera should have been fucking. That was her issue. Like, he was fucking. Hera should have been fucking, too.
Well, look, but you just said he was fucking a nymph.
He was fucking. He tried to fuck a cow. He tried to. He was fucking somebody as an ant. He was fucking somebody as a golden shower. He assaulted somebody as a swan. Like, he was a piece of shit.
No, Zeus was a dumbass.
He was a terrible god.
He was horny.
He was horny. But yes, to your question?
I don't even know what my question was. I'm just going to go into the next part of this.
That's good.
No, the next part is there's a lot of lessons, you know, as you know, a lot of the stories told in any religion. Now, like I said, this was a religion at some point. Mm-hmm. Typically have some kind of moral, ethical lesson that you're supposed to walk away with. So I have a few examples that I'm putting up here that I want to talk about. Mm-hmm. But I do want to focus on, what number was the one I wanted to focus on?
If you piss me off.
Number seven,
the importance of moderation. Mm-hmm. This is King Midas. Anybody know the story of King Midas?
Yeah, everything he touched turned to gold.
Do you know why?
No.
So that was his wish.
He wished for it.
Midas was wished to have everything he touched turn to gold, to obviously very quickly realize that it was one of the worst curses.
He couldn't eat.
He couldn't do anything. Mm-hmm. All he could do was turn things to gold, and he couldn't touch any of his family members. He couldn't touch food. He couldn't touch anything. Mm-hmm. And so it's a space of moderation. It's like, you know, it's almost, for me, it's kind of like a be careful what you wish for.
For sure.
But yes, moderation is important, and I do feel like the story of King Midas is very important. And there's another piece in there about something where he turned into a donkey. He had, like, donkey ears. Midas was going through it. I think a very important one, just a story we have not talked about, is the story of Oedipus. If you know the story of Oedipus...
Did you just transition?
The story of Oedipus was, there was a prophecy...
Did you just transition?
...where he would kill his father and marry his mother, so he got taken to another kingdom... He ends up going back to that kingdom on the road, he crosses his man. They get into an argument, and he does kill his father.
Cleo, have you heard anything she said in the last 2 minutes?
Goes there, marries his mother, has children with his mother, realizes that eventually that he did fulfill the prophecy, gouges his eyes out, and then just wanders the world. So he has daughters. One of them is Antigone, and there's a whole story about her. So yeah, that Oedipus is a very interesting story. Yeah, man.
The lesson is the inevitability of fate.
Yeah, man, you can't fight fate sometimes.
All right, do our verses. Everybody chooses three gods, goddesses, or monsters to fight the other teams. We're gonna do this in a draft style. So each one of us gets a pick, and then at the end we each get our team, and then our audience, our people, our fans, mm-hmm. our fam, we're gonna be able to decide which team is really about to win.
Where
this
does this fight take place?
We'll just say neutral ground, like
so Earth.
No, it'll be on Earth.
One land.
I don't know.
Can it's just going to be on Earth. Hmm? Does it be one by one or three? Or can
one by one. We're going to start one by one. Hippie, how do we decide who gets to go first?
Flip a coin. Kai by about ready.
All right, you lose.
He
cheated. All right, Cleo's first.
Poseidon.
Cleo chooses.
She's last.
I'm going to still win because I know more than y'all.
You took Poseidon?
I did.
All right, Bennett, I'll take Zeus.
I got Hades. Hades is strong as fuck.
Hades. Okay. We just took the three brothers.
Don't forget monsters. Or
I don't know. I got my next one.
Okay, Cleo.
Can I go up and see the list real fast?
Yep.
I already know who I want.
Typhon.
And okay. I'm going Hephaestus. Oh,
it's my turn.
Go ahead.
I'll take Kronos.
Go ahead. Ridiculous.
Yeah, he's
Typhon, a Tartarus.
I'm going to say who Typhon is. A monstrous giant with multiple heads and snake-like features, mm-hmm. considered the father of monsters.
Yeah. And I'm going Hephaestus.
Who's Hephaestus?
He makes the weapons.
He does.
Hold on just a second.
Kronos,
thank you.
With his dick ripped to shreds.
I'll say is all of the Olympus gods cannot handle Kronos. And you know that.
He got his... They did. His ass and Tartarus.
Ares. I got Zeus, the most powerful god, and his daddy.
He's not the most powerful. He's just the god. He just drew the right straw.
Let's keep it real. All we got to do is hire some
Mr. Fuck.
Yeah. You feel me?
Wait, gotta be bad.
You think Ares. Poseidon's any better with his dick? Are you kidding me?
Did we not tell you about the Medusa story?
Hades is the only one that keeps it in his pants.
Yeah, facts.
But it's probably because his pants are in the underworld.
Yeah. But his pants could come up. His pants
for very short
periods
of time.
That don't matter. I only need a little bit to whoop your ass.
So, Roxy, you chose Hephaestus, the god of fire, metalworking, and craftsmanship. Mm-hmm. Okay, he's building your weapons.
Yep. To kill y'all.
All right, who you got? Who you got? Cleo, finish yours off.
I threw out Ares, God of War.
God damn it! Fuck, I wanted Ares. I wanted Ares so bad.
I bet
fuck.
You fucking did.
Damn it. Let me look at this list now. That's
and
exactly
where
I'm
going
to go.
I know where I'm going.
You fucking at it. Oh. Yeah. I'm going to go with. Slow down. You're going fast.
I'm sorry. I was going to the monsters.
Nah, fuck the monsters. Okay. I'm going to take.
Go ahead and get Aphrodite on your side. You know that's all you want is pussy over there with him.
She ain't going to fuck him.
All right, scroll down a little bit more. I'm looking. I got it possible.
That's all I have for.
No, scroll down a little bit.
Okay, to the monsters.
Yeah, let me see the monsters. Oh, these aren't fun. They begin the monsters begin their asses whooped by the gods. I'm gonna go with go back up to the top. What's her name? I'm gonna go with.
Oh, sir. Okay, sorry.
Don't help.
I'm not. Let me stop.
Wait, no, I want to know. What you going to say?
No, no help. No aid in the draft.
I'll
take Athena.
That's who I was going to say. I'm like, if you can't get Ares, get Athena.
Yeah, Athena. So that's her dad, her mom.
His mom, right?
So
I will be going with Aphrodite because both of y'all, this is how stupid y'all are. Aphrodite done already fucked up a lot of shit for everybody.
But she ain't going to be able to take down Athena.
She's not fighting. She's made Athena horny, all right? Also, Hephaestus nutted on Athena's leg and they had a baby. Yeah, so I'll just
nut on her leg.
For the record, Cleo almost got up and walked out.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to blur his face off.
It's insane to hear some of this shit.
That's crazy.
It's wild.
Yeah,
all right, so look, here we have it, guys. Here's our teams. We have Cleo's team. He has Poseidon, Typhon, and Ares. Roxy has Hades, Hephaestus, and Aphrodite. I have Zeus, Kronos, and Athena.
That's a good team.
I think all the teams are pretty good, to be honest. So you guys let us know in the comments who you guys think really is going to bring the smoke to these matchups. I think I got the biggest, most powerful matchup. Maybe not the most strategic. I think you have the most strategic, and I think Cleo probably has a really well, a good balanced team.
Yeah, that's valid.
So I think it really comes down to where the fight is going to be.
That's why I'm like,
yeah, it's like if it's in like cities and stuff like that, you'll probably win. If it's in the water, you're definitely.
Oh, it's a wrap. It's not even.
Yeah,
close.
It's like you have Poseidon, so it's over at that point. But anywhere else, it's not even close. Like anywhere else,
if there's some bitches around, it's a wrap.
If we on flat desert land with three teams standing there, and I got Kronos,
he's gonna be like, hey, Kronos, Athena, and Zeus. Kind of thick. He's a horny thing.
Kronos can be like, I don't have a dick. Boom, boom, boom. Dead. Everybody.
Zeus fucked like six of his sisters.
All right, well, thank you guys so much for checking out another episode of How to Nerd. I am one of your favorite hosts, Brennan. This is
Roxy Hayes.
It never lands. And
Cleo Thomas, aka Mr. Slick Living.
Hey, we out here.
Bye.
Make sure you go. Oh. Wow.
Stop ruining the outro.
This is why you don't host episodes. Damn it, Roxy. Jesus.
If you let me host, maybe then I know what's going on. Continue.
Make sure that you like, subscribe, and share, because we out here. That's what we do. We appreciate you guys' support.
If you want to check out some merch, we have check out the link in the description.
Thank you.
If you have any topics you'd like for us to discuss in future episodes,
don't touch
feel
me.
Free to let us know in the comments below.
Her hands are terrible.
We've been your hosts.
We already
Cleo
did that.
Thomas.
We just
Brandon
did that.
Brandon Edwards and Roxy Hayes.
All right, y'all. Appreciate you. Talk soon.
Bye, guys.
Keep it nerdy, fam.